Now, tying it all together, we can make a table that has essentially all of the numbers on we've done so far. I'm sneaking into a new category here, which is group distributions, which we'll talk about in a couple minutes. But you know, I just want you to notice that this distribution, we have scores on the left, simple frequencies next, then relative frequencies, which we got by simply dividing the simple frequencies by the total number of people in the distribution. Then we have a cumulative frequency column. In this case, we had 25 people in the sample, so our top number is going to be 25. And this is how you would make a table that has all the information in it that we've covered so far. Now, you can also, and I kind of alluded to this in one of the other slides, but you can also develop a last column, which is cumulative proportion or cumulative percentage. Which actually is a very useful column and one that we use a lot. And we simply do the same thing that we did when we developed relative frequencies from simple. We can divide our cumulative frequencies by n to get cumulative proportion. So in the case of a low category there, with 7 individuals, we would simply divide 7 by 25 to get a cumulative percentage for that particular category. All the way up to the top category, we would divide 25 by 25 and have a full 100% that fell below in that category or below. So so the conversion from cumulative frequencies to cumulative percentage exactly the same as the conversion from simple frequencies to relative frequencies. We simply take the number of people in that category and divide by n.